What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
Okay.
Y'all, as y'all can see, it's already crazy. We're laughing, we're talking, we have some beautiful guests. If you are not watching, you need to head over to YouTube or Patreon and watch this episode. I am B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And we're back.
Boom, we're back, y'all. And we got some beautiful guests. We having a fireside chat. We got the 85 South Show on the couch. Yeah.
We had to
get all them together? Y'all see what we did for y'all? Every episode is in the house.
Yeah, we in the one place with a few mics.
We done rented a venue.
Production. It's a big deal because you guys mean a lot to us.
A big deal. We got DC Young Fly.
Hey,
you're well, so ugly. We got Chico Fiend. And we got Carlos Miller.
Hello.
And at this point, we got the third host.
I know, Bree Renee.
Bree Renee been on 50 episodes out of 72. We got Bree Renee from the A, and we had to get our brothers together. We text them and hit them up, and all of them agreed instantly. They all happen to be in Atlanta, and we're having a fireside chat and a conversation about vulnerability.
I can't believe we're actually doing this. I feel like this is like a long time coming.
We wanted to make it homey and get y'all, you know, on the couch.
It looks great.
How do you guys feel?
Set the tone around.
Feel good, man.
Y'all excited? Don't try to echo because y'all know, because
I mean, right. Shit, y'all done set the tone. I mean, what the fuck came to this? You know, I got my glasses on.
We gotta let y'all set the tone. We don't know how y'all want the tone. Y'all got us out here in the, you know, the good loving hip hop vibe. We don't know if we're going to whisper or start with an R&B verse or something. We want y'all to set the tone, but
I thought we was voting somebody else.
I know, right? Yeah, you know what I mean? But
it's nice to set up.
You know,
I got the five. I'm about to take you, though.
You know, we've been it's a like part of
I ain't got no back part.
You know, just coming up. We've all been a part of each other's coming up, man.
Yeah.
I just want to tell y'all, we all are. We're proud of y'all.
Thanks, guys.
We love y'all. So we've seen y'all in different aspects and journeys of y'all life, and this conversation is about vulnerability.
Wait, y'all know why y'all here?
Do y'all know why y'all here?
Hell no, man. I'm trying to figure this shit out.
I'm like, why we outside,
first of all? I'm like, we had a fire. I'm like, oh, shit.
Handing out lamb chops.
We finna be crying. Oh, Lord.
So I figured it was something serious.
We got y'all in here. We did pre-interviews. We asked them little questions, but
how do you guys feel about the topic for tonight? Like, what did you think when you knew that we were going to be talking about vulnerability? Like, what was the first thing that came to your head? DC?
I feel like you can only be vulnerable and get to talk about serious things among people that you really rock with. This ain't no talk show, host. This ain't no, of course, this is going to be huge and is huge, but it's like we family.
Yeah.
Nobody can't bring us together and sit down and be like, shit, what you really want to talk about on that type of level if you're family.
For real. You know what I'm saying?
So I feel like that's the effect I got from it.
DC was like, I'll be there. Text it to me. I said, check your email. He said, text me. I'm not checking no YouTube, no email, no Gmail. Text me. I text him, no response, but he showed up.
That's all that matters.
He said, damn. I'm gonna be there.
I said, text it to me. You sent it to me. What do you want me to say? Thanks, I got it. I'm glad, girl.
But I
got your text.
Yes. Confirmation.
He's like,
no, but you did. But I'm saying, I knew he was going to be here.
Yeah.
I knew they were all going to be here. And we really, really, really appreciate y'all for showing up. So, Chico, how did you feel when we invited you and you saw the topic and you knew it was about vulnerability?
Yeah, it was cool. It was y'all. So I was down. I was here. So, anytime you reach out, I'm going to do whatever I can to help you out. And the last time I saw y'all, y'all was definitely vulnerable. We was in Oakland when them niggas stole all y'all shit.
Oh my god. DC was like, y'all good? I'm like, we're good.
No, they're not good.
We're not good. As a brother, you gotta know, like, man, y'all ain't out here by yourself.
For sure.
Like that, can't be hungry. Y'all out there. We got that. We hungry.
That's what I told him.
Like,
I said,
you don't need anything. I was
like, y'all need some money. They had no draws.
We had nothing.
That was vulnerable.
That was vulnerable.
The fact that y'all chose to come, you know, kick it with me in that state, let me know just how much y'all trust and appreciate me. So,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
I'm always be here for you.
Oh, yeah. Love you. What about you, Carlos?
Oh, here they go. Here they go. What do you want from me?
But I mean, you picked a good one. We the most vulnerable people out here. Bro.
Y'all really are.
I know,
watching
yeah.
y'all show, y'all really are. Okay, so y'all, we had them write down vulnerability is and what it is to them. So we're going to start with this icebreaker.
We don't know all three of them.
We don't know who's who. So I'm going to read one. Don't tell us.
We got to raise our hands.
No.
Let us guess. See how much we know y'all.
Bree, if you know it's your man, don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing.
Why? Okay, y'all. You're right.
She like, that's my man.
Right.
Okay. Vulnerability is, ooh, y'all handwriting so ugly.
Who is that?
Jesus. The ability, they got a scratch. It's a scratch and sniff. Vulnerability is the ability to
openly.
You just can't read.
Inhibitions?
No.
Do y'all even
display your inhibitions?
Okay.
Intentions?
This is crazy.
Sound like somebody gonna have to say what they wrote.
Chico, what is
Chico.
It? Okay. We couldn't even get him.
We have officially found out that these young ladies never raised their hands to read in class.
I didn't read. Right? I didn't see it.
That was struggling.
That is triggering.
Vulnerability
is
the ability to openly display your inability.
Inability.
That word threw y'all off?
Inhibition?
It's the way he wrote it.
Intangible?
No, you shut up.
Openly display your inabilities, like your shortcomings.
Yes, right. Your vulnerability.
So being honest with the things that you're not confident with, not good at, like openly saying
having
that.
It's having the ability to be open about those things. And that's why I agree with what Fly said. You have to be very selective about who you let into those parts of you, because they can easily be weaponized against you if you give them to the wrong person.
You feel like you're super selective with who you're vulnerable with?
I'm very super selective.
Wow.
With just in general, people in general, but I'm definitely super selective with who I'm vulnerable with just because of the level of vulnerability that I've had to endure throughout my life. Mm. You know what I mean? First thing I ever had to know about myself was death, my father being dead.
Yeah.
I've been going to look at grass my whole life in regards to my loved ones. So it's certain things that you can't conceal when that type of pain is in your life. There's no way you can keep that back. So you got to make sure that the people around you are sufficient enough to be able to take what you've endured. And I know I've endured a lot, so I can vet people and see that, okay, from your actions and from your, you know, the way that you're conducting yourself in my presence lets me know that you're not a person that I should be indulging in with anything, but especially not vulnerability, because I know that you don't have the capability to be able to conduct yourself properly, period. So you're not going to be able to
do it with me.
Me in any capacity.
Yeah.
It's a difference between sympathy and empathy. Sympathy is feeling sorry for somebody. Empathy is being able to take in what somebody else
feels. Feel. Yeah.
And, you know, for me, I know that most of the time when you get to talking to people about what you went through, 9.5 times out of 10, most motherfuckers don't care.
Mm.
So that 0.5%, those are your people. That's your flock. So you got to be very selective.
And that's the community you can be vulnerable with. Ooh. That's good.
I'm always going to give a good answer.
It's like, preach, y'all.
Yeah. No, seriously.
But deep, ain't it? You
always.
What's the title?
On deep, ain't
it? On deep, ain't it? That's the title of your book.
Deep, ain't
I'm just going to write the forward to his book. That's his book. I'm deep, ain't it? I'm deep, ain't it?
I already got it in my head. I'm going to write a book, but you'll be the first person to see it.
Already started writing mine. And nigga Steve Harvey didn't put this shit. He didn't let him and his people that kind of pressed me out. So I get y'all, since we all know for sure, it's called The Bright Side of Bullshit.
What?
Okay.
We got the first.
That's right.
That's awesome.
I love that. We got an exclusive. We always get exclusive.
And we're going to get you guys to read it out loud when it comes out.
Fuck you. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Vulnerability is weakness if not overpowered by faith.
That's DC.
That's DC.
I'm like, hey, you know me, yeah.
That's DC. Explain that to us.
I mean, that's where I come from. You gotta have a form of infrastructure of having a solid background and a spiritual background. You know what I'm saying? I think we were the last kind of generation that kind of was raised in
like
the church.
Yep.
I mean, and we had people that was praying for us.
Heavy.
and being vulnerable, I see a lot of people be vulnerable, they get taken advantage of. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And what comes with that, to me, is like a sign of weakness if you just don't have faith. A lot of people take a lot of things that they're going through and try to use that as an excuse for, like how you said, for people to show sympathy. Mm-hmm. You want to show empathy, not mm-hmm. sympathy. And people don't be having faith out here. They just be giving up. And when I come from, it's just a lot of people I see that just has so much potential mm-hmm. in being anything, but they want you to feel sorry for what they're going through right now. Mm-hmm. That they done lost hope mm-hmm. on themselves.
Yeah.
And it just be like, damn, there's a lot of lost fight. They just don't want to keep fighting.
Are you like Chico with the fact that you're really selective with who you're vulnerable with? Or are you just like, I'm vulnerable. This is me. I'm open. I'm going to talk. I don't care what you think. I don't care if you judge me. I don't care if you, what you care. I'm going to speak. Or you're very selective with who you're vulnerable with.
I just feel like vulnerable is not a manly attribute.
Really?
Nah.
We got to talk about that.
It's okay to be open-minded. But like how you say, you got to select a few who you be open-minded with. Because when you be open-minded, I'm trying to find a solution. So basically, I'm opening it up and I'm telling you my plans in life. Mm. I'm talking to a stranger about my life mm-hmm. plans. Mm-hmm. That holds a lot of value to me because mm-hmm. I'm righteous. This is a whole stranger.
Yeah.
I just told you my whole layout.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I'm not going to let you pray on my downfall.
No.
Yeah.
A lot of people do not like for you to succeed.
Yeah.
The unfortunate part is you'll be telling your life plans to somebody who has been around you for years and still a stranger.
Ooh.
And that's the scary part. Mm. You know what I mean? You'll have people that you think are people that you can rely upon and you can trust in, and the whole time you talking to a stranger. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's the scary part for a man, because a lot of the things that we have to go out into the world and face, we can never give to anybody, because it's our cross to bear, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. then you have people who supposedly come into your life to help you, you know, get some of that weight off you, and the whole time they just waiting to jump on your back and add something to it. So you have to be selective in who you allow to come into your life and know what causes you to react in a certain way, because I've seen it so many times, like people come into people's lives and just weaponize mm-hmm. the shit that they go through, because, you know, attention is the new, you know, currency.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out, more than 2 years after Emancipation Day, that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
So if you are losing attention from somebody, it's easy to tell when they immediately take something that you told them in confidence and use it to try to get you to react to whatever it is that they're doing. And that's friends, family, all of that. So you have to be strategic with everything when you talk about, as a man at least, when you talk about being, you know, giving somebody the internal parts of who you are, because that's between you and God. So if you choose to let that out, then you got to be real selective with who that is.
So I want to ask all three of y'all this before we get to Carlos. Do y'all feel like with that, it's easier to be vulnerable with your homies or with women? Like what has...
That's two different.
Okay.
Two different vulnerabilities.
That's two different vulnerabilities.
In what way though? Like...
Or why do you separate
it? Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you... Because your woman requires a different level of softness. You can tell, like, when you're talking to your friend, your homies, your brotherhood, your circle, you can be raw, unfiltered.
And you don't have to cater to feelings.
You don't have to trim nothing. Right. You can say exactly how you feel. And right. It's like, if right. you're in a respected space and they know exactly who you are, that's how he gonna react. But he not reacting to me. That's just how he gonna react. Mm-hmm. So it's more open when you with your friends. When you with your lady, you gotta understand that even if you right, or even if you're proving a point, you still have to deliver that message with a certain level of softness.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
So it can be received.
Because she might hear everything that you say.
Right.
But it's the way that you said it. It's your tone. It's your aggression. But that's the only way that a lot of men know how to convey their feelings.
So the approach looks different.
So that man looks like he's being vulnerable because he's being soft. No, he's being soft so he can give his woman a level of comfort.
Right.
As,
come on,
this is your position. Yeah. Right. You're my girl.
Yeah.
I need to make you feel comfortable. I'm not talking to no man. Right.
Yeah.
You got my homeboy.
So
you might be my friend, yeah. but you yeah. my girl. Yeah. But when I go talk to my partner, it's nigga, like, I ain't looking in his eyes and be like, so, bro, how was your man? Fuck right, that, man. Right. Why you do that, man? You feel me? We more little turf.
And so see, like, with your lady is like you said, like the message may be lost in the emotion. And, like, a lot of men don't get to just openly express. We get to react to shit. Because we're the problem solvers. We're the, as a man, we're the end of somebody's rope. We're somebody's lifeline. Somebody's dependent on us. We're somebody's daddy. We're somebody's brother. Uncle, so it's gonna be different things that people gonna require of him as a father, then as a nephew, then as a son, then as a brother. We have different roles that we have to play.
Because of that pressure, does that make y'all not be as vulnerable? Because you're like, I have to be.
Once you start dealing with a certain kind of problem so many times, when people just bringing you shit to deal with, you get stuck in reacting to this, being emotional. Okay, damn, let me. So you can be misconstrued and you don't care, but y'all always bring me the shit to deal with.
So because men are more solution-based, like you guys want a solution, when you guys come to each other and you're vulnerable, or say you're venting or expressing to each other, are you looking for solutions in one another?
No, we're looking for confirmation. Am I tripping?
Right. Okay.
Got you.
Overreacting?
Right.
Am I underreacting? You know me. What would you do?
Right. We're still looking for a solution.
Yeah.
But you're trying to make sure that we're on the right path.
Okay. Because
sometimes your partner can tell you some shit like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. It can be help. You gotta feel what she coming from and understand. So maybe I was tripping.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to calm down.
Yeah.
Cause I you know what I did? You just made me figure out she ain't my partner.
Yeah. Yeah.
In one part of the conversation where I acted like she was my partner.
Right.
But throughout the whole conversation, I was treating her like my girl, but it was that one particular part that you overlooked when you acted like she was your partner.
And I think as men, sometimes we get the best advice in hindsight.
Right.
Sometimes your partner can come with the most brilliant shit after.
After the fact. It's like, well, what was you on Tuesday?
What was you when I
on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So when you're vulnerable with women, whether it's your partner or your homegirl or your, you know, family member, when men decide to be vulnerable with women, what reaction are you looking for?
I was just about to ask that.
In return,
like, how do you cultivate that space to make you feel comfortable knowing, okay, based on previous interactions with her, I know I can be completely vulnerable.
I know when I can open up to a woman.
Well, yeah.
How do you know when you can?
I know for me, it's a little different. I didn't grow up with my father. So a lot of the discipline and a lot of the, you know, just the way that I was raised around women who didn't give me the opportunity to be, you know, to operate in the gray area. I couldn't walk around my house with no attitude. I had to express myself no matter what it was. So if I got an attitude about something, if I'm mad about something, fuck wrong with you, boy.
Wow.
Walk around here like you got a job for. And that kind of trained me to be forward about what it is that I feel. But I also was taught in that same space, don't you be out here telling motherfuckers your business. Mm-hmm. This is what we here for. I'm not, you don't be out there running your mouth about what's going on in here, yeah, out there. This is for us. So
it calls you to talk to your community and not everybody.
People,
yes.
If you my people here, they'll tell you, like, if I'm in my feelings about something, I'm, no matter what it is, I'm going to let you know because I love you and I want you to know how I feel, and I never have a conversation about you to nobody else. But in regards to talking to a woman, you have to be very selective because you don't know if you're talking to somebody who's listening to hear or listening to respond in those cases, because there's always, what's the word I'm looking for? It's conditional. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You have your desires. I have my desires. And if what I'm saying to you doesn't fit what your desire is, your ability to be able to truly understand might be hindered because I'm not saying something that
you want to hear or even get. To. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That kind of makes me, in response, as a man, you're going to be able to tell from what your what a woman's response is. At least I can, because of the responses that I got from the women who raised me. I know what it looks like when a woman is upset about what I'm saying. I know when they understand, because that was my everyday. This is who I had to communicate with to get answers throughout my life. So it's gave me a vantage point that lets me see that, okay, when you communicating with your partners, if I'm going to fly, I'm going to the Los about something, it's like you said, it's straight, man, this is what it is, nigga, am I tripping?
Mm-hmm.
But with a woman, you have to be selective because you don't want to say anything about what you're going through that makes her internalize it, that she did something wrong.
So is it more about being heard?
It's about being understood.
Understood.
Yeah, okay. Anybody can hear you,
but it's about being understanding.
When you're talking to a woman, they always ask you how you feel. Sometimes men, we go through situations and we don't feel anything because we're not. It is what it is.
But you're not feeling anxious. You're not stressed. You're not overwhelmed.
I think that's because men are allowed. I think that's because y'all haven't been allowed the opportunity to feel. Because
you feel or address what, even if you feel overwhelmed
or you're suppressing what you feel.
But as men, we don't feel. We don't have enough feelings to feel something for every fucking thing. Some shit just is.
Or you're just not addressing it.
No, it's not. They don't exist.
You're just a soft-ass nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Is some things we don't care about.
Everything let you down and you're putting emotion into it. And, all right, everybody that went through some shit or did something. That, God damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just felt you. You fucked up about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ain't taught to be like that. We taught to, like how you said, all right, nigga, what? You straight?
What's
you
up?
Get up and move on.
Oh, but do you think that's hindering us?
No, it's not.
No, it just makes you stronger for the real world so you won't be emotional to downfall. Because a lot of men go through downfall before we succeed in anything.
But a lot of men, because they haven't had a lot of space to feel or address their feelings, I feel like they sometimes suppress it and then they turn to other, like, vices or outlets.
You know what it
or
is?
Holes.
We acknowledge the feeling, but we just don't know what that feeling is. Mm-hmm. We like, oh, we sad. But nigga, we ain't moving like we sad. We just like, shit, yeah, we sad.
You don't have
I'm happy
luxury.
As fuck, but
yeah,
luxury.
You don't have the luxury. I know I'm happy. Like you said, like
that's what we.
But you do acknowledge it.
I do know.
Okay.
There's no space for. I mean, there's spaces now, you know, because the way that times have changed with the, you know, niggas going to therapy and all of that different stuff that's been popularized in the last 5 to 6 years. But coming up in the type of environments we came up in, I didn't see any men who had time to be sitting around saying
talking
about some
feelings.
Shit.
Sure. Or talking about their feelings.
I didn't see men who had time to be worried about none. That makes you you open yourself up to be a victim in the environment that I come from when you're walking around with those type of
men. But I do want to make sure we acknowledge that that is okay in certain circumstances, because I think a lot of men push through. Every man isn't as strong as you, DC.
Every man isn't as strong as you, Chico. Every man isn't as strong as y'all.
I feel like
y'all don't have to be.
That's what I was going to say. I don't feel like that's not there.
The suicide rate is higher with men than women because men feel like they have to do that and they can't take it.
Until they snap.
You can. You're a soldier. You can to a certain ability. Like when you grow up, the things inside of you, scientifically, that how your body is. People don't even understand how emotions is sometimes. It's a part of your brain that makes you happy. Yeah. It's a part of your brain that makes you sad. You just think you sad and you think you happy. No, this shit is scientifically working. It works like this.
So what is an outlet for a man that feels overwhelmed if he feels like he's right
Find
there?
Something that makes you happy.
Okay.
Keep fighting.
Yeah.
Even figuring it out.
Yeah.
Identify what happiness is to you.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what most of us as men have never done. We've never took the time out to figure out what makes us happy.
Because you're making everybody else happy.
And the thing that's what I'm talking about. Do that, you have to be willing to stand on those that no matter who likes it or who doesn't like it. And that's what makes it difficult for men, especially in regards to women.
Yeah.
Because as a man, if my happiness doesn't
align with you.
Now you unhappy. So I have to be, you know, willing to be able to be alone in order
or
to
sacrifice.
Or sacrifice
the happiness
that I said that I need to stand on for companionship. And that's a decision that most men are always going to choose companionship because shit, niggas in jail is lonely. Like who picking that if they have a choice? Like for me, and that's what something that I always find interesting in conversations that I have with women, you know, because everybody know I'm not, you know, what my perspective is on relationships and marriage and all that. Everybody knows.
I mean, Carlos, it ain't me, baby.
I always find it funny that one of the first things that women respond to that is they relegate me to loneliness. Like, you're going to be lonely. Mm. I'm going to be lonely. How? Because I don't want whatever it is that you're trying to give me.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to be subjected to being by myself. So because you feel like what it is that makes me happy is not something that's conducive to the normalcy of what makes everybody happy. Now I'm just going to be a nigga that's going to be lonely.
Lonely, yeah.
And that's some selfish ass disrespectful shit to say to somebody.
Yeah.
But then the same person to turn around and be like, niggas ain't shit. So which one is it? Which one is it? If we come to you and tell you what
the
it
truth
is, you
and what we want. Yeah.
Subjugated, nigga, you gonna be lonely. Somebody deal with that and all that. But then if I don't do that, niggas ain't shit.
Or if you don't do that, now you're not vulnerable and now you're not opening up and now you're not honest.
So it's like, ladies, we do have to choose a hard place.
Yeah.
It's relative to your situation. Because I always try to be optimistic about shit. It's a place somewhere on this earth that somebody put up with all your shit. Your bullshit is normal to somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We just don't find the right people that's compatible with our bullshit all the time.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, Los. When you say that, that makes me feel like if you're not leading with your bullshit, then you're just wasting time. Because that's
not right. Bullshit. It's not really
bullshit.
But it's not bullshit. It's just the way of life. The realness. And he put it up front and said, hey, you can pick and choose.
Yeah, that's
like how he said, he gonna end up finding somebody like, I was trying to do the same thing with another motherfucker who didn't want that shit. I'm glad I found you. Boom, blam, blam. It may took this long of a journey, but we got here.
It's all about keep fighting through the journey.
But I feel like we delay getting there so much because we're not vulnerable with what we really want.
We're hiding our bullshit.
Yeah.
Not technically just being vulnerable. Like, we just have to be open-minded and being honest.
Up front.
And then everything will follow after that. If you hiding some shit trying to be something you ain't, then you starting off wrong anyway.
Yeah.
You going downhill anyway. You gotta move with love. You gotta move with a great heart. You gotta have great intentions for anything that you do in life. You just can't be no snake, bro. That's just anything. And I think with vulnerability, the vulnerable part is when you get let down, when you know you're gonna get let down and you allow that shit to affect you. That's why I said that shit allow weakness if you don't overpower it by faith. I was open-minded to allow you to let me down. You let me down. I knew you was going to let me down. But I needed to learn that I'm going to keep going.
And make it a positive thing instead of shutting down and putting a wall.
No, I acknowledge the fact that, I am human. I felt like something. But what's good come out of that feeling like something? Then what? That's what I be trying to do. You got to be solution-based. It's not about us being vulnerable. We know how to be open-minded because like how he said, It been plenty of niggas that been open-minded and been vulnerable, and then niggas ain't shit. I gotta keep that shit to myself.
Mm-hmm. I was penalized for being myself.
I'm penalized for being myself.
Yeah. I feel like that's the one thing that we do with men that
as women. Yes. Yeah.
And I feel like that's like the consistent thing that I hear. Yeah. Is right. Like, you want the truth. What you said to me in that car, I will it
who rings. Said it?
Carlos set me free that day. I was like, this is the greatest thing. He was like, y'all don't want consistency. He was like, you just want something that's consistently working in your benefit, but you don't love consistency because you're not consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, you're not consistent in the things that you do and the way that you treat that person and the way that you love and the
or the like, things that you say.
And just
you
in
want.
Your life in general. Yeah. You talk about I need consistency. No, you want someone to consistently do benefit what you want you. Them to do, but you don't want consistent, like you don't love consistency. Right. And I think that that's something as women we could be better at is like, don't ask for something and then when we get it, be mad that we got it. Like, right. give me your vulnerability, give me the truth. And then when
like,
they say
you a bitch. Or, oh, you soft. Or,
but that's what I'm
saying. Nigga looking at him like, I came to you being, now we looked at it soft and I actually, this the man thinking like, damn, I'm not a whole ass nigga. Mm-hmm. But I was that one time
where I
needed comfort. And I needed help to find a solution because we do need y'all help to remind us we are kings.
Yeah.
We need that help because y'all are
that
nurturers.
That power, that love,
so
that nourishment.
So we have to appreciate that. And then that's a power that y'all have for a nigga. You feel what I'm saying? And then vice versa, even with a nigga, I always got to say, you got to appreciate a woman. We have to step back and rewrite a lot of our wrongs too. Mm-hmm. We have to appreciate the woman figure, the nurturer, that God put on this earth because this is the best thing for us.
And I don't
know what I was going to say. I had a question. So like everybody keeps saying you just have to be completely honest and completely truthful upfront about what your bullshit is, right? But then it's like you said, there's a great level of responsibility that comes with that because you got to pick and choose
who you can do that with.
Vulnerable with. But how do you find or search for that discernment with the next, like say you have been hurt, like you said, a guy confided in you and you hurt his feelings, shut him down. Now he feel like I can't even be vulnerable with you no more. You go on to the next girl. How do you find that fine balance of I'm gonna be honest and real of who I am, but I'm gonna have the discernment or the responsibility over my feelings to not let you hurt me or to pick the right person.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a dance. So it's like, what do you do or how do you find that?
What are you about to say,
Lowe? I'll be completely honest with you. Then once you get hurt a certain way, you don't never get hurt the same way twice.
Ooh-wee.
Because men, we familiar with patterns because we pretty much do the same shit over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say earlier, a lot of women would be happier with the guys that they're with if they stop trying to rush the men to change.
Right.
It take men a long time to become the man that they're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes women get, when the relationship gets stagnant,
impatient, yeah.
And then you decide that this is not for me no more. That's when a man has a lot of shit to figure out. Like, because now you left. You've been with this person. You gave everything. It's like, what was supposed to happen? And you end up going through the same phases over and over again. But once you get hurt, say you get cheated on, or a bitch lied to you, or you get hurt to the, you hear men, when men talk, you keep hearing the men say, the bitches, the hoes, is like, you hurt and don't even know it. Or then you can tell like the next phase of the healing is, it go from bitches and hoes to the females. Like nigga, one day you gonna eventually call them women.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like you can see the signs of when a man is hurt or when he's too emotional. The dude who's it's a running joke on social media with the dude who's always like, man, where the hoes at? Where the hoes at? Man, where the hoes?
What hurt?
Then they get around some women and be like,
quiet.
Yep.
Church
yep.
mouth.
Yeah.
I think
you wasn't never looking for him. You was trying to impress us.
Yeah.
And you know,
you really want to be loved.
That's something that
at the end of the day,
I want a hug.
That's something that I always commend our relationship as brothers and because we've had conversations about everything that you can have a conversation about, and we've been through everything that you can go through, from the greatest feelings to the, I'm talking about the worst type of pain that you can deal with. So in that, you realize that most of the time when, like you said, when a man gets hurt, he's not being hurt for the first time, because he's usually been hurt by something throughout his life that has kind of shaped his idea of how he reacts to pain. Mm-hmm. So when you move forward, if you haven't taken the time, in my opinion, as a man, to separate yourself from what everybody else wants from you and do that internal thing that make you say, okay, who am I? What do I want? What am I willing to do, willing not to do? And establish that moving forward, you're always going to be looking for somebody to satisfy something in you that you might not even need to be trying to get satisfied. Mm. Right. Yeah. So basically, I feel like the highest level of respect that I could give to a woman is letting you know exactly who I am on the journey that I've taken on my own. Mm-hmm. You didn't have nothing to do with it. You don't have to have anything to
do
with it.
But this is who I am right now.
If you choose to want to be a part of it, this is what it looks like.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Now, after that, if anything happens against whatever it is you establish and I establish that we're going to do with each other, then you get into how you feel about a person, character and all that, but that's secondary. If you make a choice, then make sure you make the right choice. Like, me and him have conversations. We all have conversations about everything, and we've never agreed on our relationship beliefs, but that don't make us not be able to be partners.
Yeah.
But if I disagree with a woman, then you like, fuck you, bitch ass. Right.
Can I ask you a question, though, Chico? Do you think that I don't know. I'm just asking. Is that something happened to make you feel that way? So is that a defense mechanism or a wall put up to protect yourself from actually being vulnerable?
No, not at all.
Okay. Like,
it's a choice.
It's a choice.
Okay.
He realized the pattern.
It's a choice. Like, I realized that I can never learn everything about myself from myself. So I'm always going to need somebody to be able to watch my blind spot.
For sure.
You know what I mean? In every capacity. But I'm just not willing to play a game that I don't want to play. You're not going to force me to play basketball when I don't have to. If you want to, that's fine.
Right.
I don't want to play.
Right.
Okay. So you're not going to make me.
Play.
I like
you're
soccer.
Not, you're not going to. Right. I'm out here.
Tetherball, please.
Yeah, right.
Please,
you're not going to force me to do something that I personally don't agree with. And I've done the things necessary for myself to be able to thoroughly explain why I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't owe you that either.
Yeah. Okay.
So just if you are, and that's something that the arrogance and ego of a man is something that's always discussed. I don't think we discuss the arrogance and ego of the woman enough. Because y'all be arrogant and egotistical immediately. Like, and not in the way of a man where we come in boasting and bragging and maybe showing off. Y'all be egotistical and being able to, like, you turn into a psychic. Now I tell you something you don't like, you gonna tell me everything that's gonna happen to me, bitch, nigga, you didn't. And it's like, ma'am, how do you know all of this about me? And we just met at this Applebee's.
Been with some dangerous women, Chico. Yeah. You don't want me?
But yeah,
fuck
but
you, motherfucker.
That's what happens when you lead the conversation with something that is not
that's
complacent.
Right.
And that most niggas is, where you from? How you?
You basically telling her your standards up front. Like, how everybody got standards. A woman will tell you straight up, oh, I ain't dealing with this. She just gave me the whole rundown. And what I'm supposed to sit here and choose, like, and sit here and act like I ain't like now one of that shit she just said. Yeah. I'm like, I ain't like that.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. Fuck some pussy.
Yeah. Right.
This is a whole letdown from Jesus the jump. Right. So if she been honest and you been honest, I feel like that's how any great relationship is just gonna succeed.
Yeah.
And vulnerability comes with that because vulnerability is not forced. You'll realize it afterwards that
Hold on, wait, I literally just told them everything.
That was 2 hours of straight talking.
Yeah.
Wait, I ain't trying to do that all the time. How the hell that shit happened?
Right.
I'm crying.
That was good. That was great. But I noticed it. Mm-hmm. So let me figure out why do I like that energy and what is it? Because vulnerability, like what you were saying, I forgot what you were saying earlier. You were like, how do you know? Because after discernment, the spirit will lead you. Mm-hmm. You feel me? You don't have to be like tell somebody your whole plan. Mm-hmm. You got to speak in parables. You like, let me see how they'll react.
Yep. Yeah.
Throw a little curveball.
A little breadcrumb.
Let me throw a little breadcrumb right here. Let me see what they say off this one. Boom, hey. I hit a response.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Let me see what they say I'll deal with. Phew. Then like then later on in down in line, you'll see this is why they understood what you said.
Yeah.
Because this is a person that you can be open with. Mm-hmm. Even if y'all not together. This is a great friend.
Yeah.
It don't always
Everything don't have to be romantic.
Yeah, I hate that thought. Damn. Man. Like, everything don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's the thing. To me, the least valuable thing on a woman is the pussy at this point in my life.
Wow.
That's the least valuable thing.
Bitch gonna be at the house like, what are you like?
You know what I mean?
This shit here hit.
Yeah, like, who gives a fuck? Like, I've had more than enough pussy. Like, ma'am, that holds no value, like, over here. And if you expect me to change who I am to get that from you, what type of nigga does that make me at this point in my life? If you tell me something that I know I'm not with and I pretend to do it to just get some pussy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ew, sir.
Weak. Yeah.
You're a nasty man. You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck out of here. But it comes to
everybody it. Have a phase in their life where you get in character for some pussy. You got to get in character. You a Sagittarius? Shut the fuck up. Did you know the moon is in Venus right now? I knew it was crazy because when I walked in here,
I felt it.
I'm an Earth sign.
I felt it. I'm an Earth sign too.
For real? Uh-huh. When your birthday?
I think round Sagittarius.
Be lying, boy. Nigga would change his whole birthday for some pussy.
But when you get older,
nigga, being that time, I'm a Scorpio too. Nigga.
You are a Leo.
You a Leo?
But when you get older, you realize that shit. It doesn't get it's you pointless. Nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not saying that the pussy don't hold no value. It's like, nigga, something you have gotten 100 of times, how did that put you on another pedestal?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And what you dealing with after it? The now she crazy. Now she's talking. Right.
For a nigga ever to be put on another pedestal for some pussy.
What I said earlier, you didn't appreciate the woman.
Yeah.
You didn't take the time out to know this woman. You didn't take the time out to figure out
to build
her strengths, her weaknesses.
Yeah.
Who is she?
Yeah.
You went straight for the groom, and then it's like, it comes with way more problems.
Way too much.
You. Just go ahead and just build a relationship with it so you can appreciate her as a woman.
And see if you even like her as a woman.
Not even that. It's just she's
or who
a,
she is
she's
as a person.
A great person. She's a woman that God has put here on this earth for you. She has way more to give than some coochie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask y'all a question just for the women? Because I feel like hearing like the conversation we had earlier with the other men and then like listening to them, it's like
it's so different.
Well, it's different, but like the overall consensus is like men are very selective with us.
For sure.
And I think for me, I'm like, and I'm not trying to say this in like a selfish or like egotistical way, but it's like if I'm in a relationship with somebody, I really want that to be my person where we share.
All those walls that, are broken.
Yeah, like
now.
This is the one person that I can
share everything with.
Be completely stripped and like, and to know that I'm not that safe place for him.
Max.
Like
sad.
To know that. And then I think about like what you were saying as far as what Carlos was saying as far as like it takes men a while to get to a certain level of like maturity and growth. Like I think about that with my ex-husband and like that's a very I get it because I feel like he had that same type of response like, you know, I'm not gonna get everything
overnight or in your time.
Yeah.
Your time.
Give me a minute.
I'm going to give you a little secret.
Let me just say, okay. It's scary for us as well. Or y'all can tell me what y'all think. But for me, I feel like it's such a scary thing to be in a relationship and not see that person, no fruit of like the change is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
But like I'm supposed to allow you to lead me. Just like I want to give you that position and that role and that respect. But you're not. I don't see any fruits of that, and I get that it might take you time, but that is a very, like, you talk about
it's like trusting blindly.
Yes, I'm like, hoping. I'm out here.
That's all trust is.
Blindly trusting.
But
it depends on what the man is doing.
You guys want us to let you lead us, and I'm like, you're.
So what I was going to say and about your question about earlier versus now, and then it's crazy you brought up leadership, because that's what I was hearing. I was going to ask, like, how, as a man, if you're being super selective with your vulnerability, and you're supposed to lead me, how am I supposed to be 100% completely vulnerable for you to trust me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you aren't the lead. You showing
you're not
lead
leading in vulnerability.
In vulnerability. Yeah. So, but you want, you require that same 100% transparency and vulnerability of your woman.
Because you're the first person that ever done show him leadership quality and then told him that he leader. The women before, like he said, been the one, you ain't shit. Mm. You ain't this, you ain't that. A lot of us have the potential, but if we don't recognize it in ourselves first, then it's just a lost quality.
Right.
Until it clicks. But like you said, I feel you. You ain't got time to wait. But
it's not the time. It's just that it's scary.
But see, that's what the whole point of picking a leader is. You can't say you a good leader until the fire get too hot for you, and now you questioning the leadership.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we selected a leader. So when the shit get too hot in here, somebody can
they
keep
know what
everybody
to do.
Calm.
Got mm-hmm. you.
Don't question the leadership now when shit not going your way or you're not seeing the results immediately.
So you're saying you have to see that up
you
front. Gotta
trust
yeah.
me in the time in where the shit is hot. That's why I'm the leader. You said that mm-hmm. I was the best one at handling shit under pressure. Mm-hmm. So now that the pressure's on and it's the fourth quarter, the game ain't over because the pressure on right now.
Mm-hmm.
We still got the game to play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when we get through this shit and it ain't no more fire, I know you don't trust me to lead.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time there's an emergency,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna save myself.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because you don't want to be part of the team. You like shit when it's calm and it's good, but when the pressure up, oh, you ain't shit as a leader. I don't want to be on this shit. That's what you risking everybody's life when you panicking mm-hmm. like that.
And sometimes
making sure they have those qualities before you commit.
But sometimes these fires are false signs so the other people can show you who they are. It's like, God, show you.
That's what it is.
Hold tight, because you finna go through something, but you don't need that motherfucker right there.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, ooh. Mm-hmm.
We started with 10, and then but 3 trust. Everybody else jumped ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we lost everybody who didn't trust us.
So everything, sometimes, it should be a pump face all about how you react to it. Like, oh, okay, that boy.
That wasn't even a real fire.
He flinched.
That wasn't even the real one.
Yeah.
Say no more. He prepared.
And I think, I personally think it's a warped form of thinking, in my opinion, that think that because you met somebody that they supposed to be your best friend, your best roommate, your best partner, and all of these things you put into one person. If you went to get a job and you went to sign up for the job and you go, let's say you go to be a firefighter and then you go in there and they tell you, all right, well, you the firefighter, you got the job. Now you got to cook all the meals. You got to clean the firehouse. Mm. You got to go out and change the
oil. No. I just came to fight fire.
No. I know
you
got to
slide down the pole, my boy.
That's a good firefighter. But you got to clean the pole. You got to do all of these things.
No. I'm just fire. Just call me when it's fire.
You got to get your ass in the truck, my boy.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you put, and men and women are guilty of this. Like, I don't understand how, because, like when they say your soulmate, like when you, if a person doesn't check all these boxes, that's not your soulmate because they not 100% perfect for what you feel like you need to soulmate.
I think the soulmate is you're not 100% perfect, but I love you anyway.
But see, you have to establish.
And you're not the best at everything, and I've seen your worst.
What those things are, you have to get through that fire, like you said, to know that. Nigga, I thought you said, because you know as men, a lot of times we'll come in and act like we gonna do all them jobs you said.
Yeah, I got you.
I know how to cook shrimp and all types of
shit. Just give me the job.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
And it takes you to know that this nigga a firefighter.
So even though he can't cook shrimp, he ain't supposed to be cooking no goddamn shrimp.
Right, right, right.
This
right,
nigga fight fires like a motherfucker. Ooh, yeah.
But the nigga so cooks shrimp like
when the pressure up and this fire up, I know my nigga gonna put this bitch out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can hire somebody to
but
make
But I'll tell
shrimp.
You, I'll tell you this though, being I used to have that mentality, and now that I'm not married anymore, I don't need you to be my everything because you can't be.
You can.
I get that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But being in the position of having to be public figures, I do need to be able to come home and strip myself bare because I have to be on for everybody all the time. Mm-hmm. Being a mom, I got to be on. Mm-hmm. Being a business partner, I got to be on. Being a friend, I got to be on.
Being
a daughter,
camera.
I have to be on. So when I come home, I don't need you to be my everything, but you have to at least be a safe place where I can take all of this off
and
be naked in front of you and not feel like
judged.
You know, you know how it is when you going through it with your partner, mm-hmm. and like when y'all are good, you can get naked in front of him and it's no big deal. But then when y'all fighting, it's like shut the door.
For
I
sure.
I don't want you to see me like
sure.
this. You see?
Show me them mad titties. I want to see them titties when they're mad. I want to see them titties when they're sad.
Just get a little bit more. You know, you want to.
I think I feel that way emotionally.
Yeah.
For sure, I feel closed off, and I do agree with you. Like I have, if I have to perform every time, and I feel the same way for men. I feel like, especially like you said, being in the limelight, you have to perform. You have to be on. You have to fight the world every time you go outside.
You don't want to feel like that at the house.
I need to do it. DC Young.
100% yourself, raw, uncut, honest.
It's not that you want everything. But you're my safe place.
And that's something that I say in response to what you just said. I'm not going, if you can't come and be as naked as you want to be, but don't penalize me for you not being able to pour on me the things that you chose to be. Like you made decisions to, you a mother because you wanted to be a mother. You a person, are you a person that goes out into the public and becomes a public persona because you chose that. The things that the world are going to give you, come to me with that first, because the shit that you chose. So you should have a responsibility as a grown person to be able to manage a certain level of that, to where every time you come home, you ain't complaining about.
It's not every time, but it just gets overwhelming. Yeah.
It just gets overwhelming. But that's when a man. That's why we started out. This is where we come back.
Responsibility. Yep. But this is, you have to let people unload their shit on you.
Unload the shit on me, whether you want to or not. But by you being my girl, I have to find this, and this is the only place, because I have to find a level of how to be soft on a level of comfort while I still show strength.
Mm. You see, the dilemma to the world.
I said the responsibility. Remember,
you see what I'm saying?
Crazy.
And I can only get that from my girl.
Friends, it's like I might cry with you.
But check this out. This is where it helps us in a way, because when we go outside, there's going to be some form of fashion where we have to soften up, where we still be manly, so we don't overreact.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest.
I know how to.
Hold up.
I know how to talk with my woman, so I gotta be charismatic with this situation. I gotta soften the situation up so it can work in my benefit.
Yeah.
Because like if I rah-rah-rah, I ain't gonna get no more.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean in regards to me saying, Bree, in the things that you chose. Like, I'm there for everything. I'm there for whatever. But a lot of times, I feel like men get penalized for not being as soft as they can for stuff that you chose before you came into my life. There's things that we're going to develop together that, you know, we both are going to make choices as a unit if we become that. But if you come with certain things, those things are things that you should have managed before, enough for us to be able to not have that be the main source of our issues, because the world is going to give us new problems that we can't control every day as men and women. Every day we go outside, I got to go out. It's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. It's always something. It's a dragon to slay every day as a man out here. It don't matter what you do for a living. If you get up and you go face the world, it's some shit you got to deal with every single day. And when you come home and your woman is like, well, some shit that ain't got nothing to do with me first, then it's like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, it's no point in me being here, because I know that you don't have the mental capability to handle the same things that I got to go outside and handle. Not that it's your job as a woman, because I don't think that is, but sometimes as a man, that outside fight can, sometimes you, even if you win, you got your ass whooped up until you, the last couple seconds of the fight.
Yeah, I think it goes, I mean, what I was saying earlier.
I'm talking about the world was whooping your ass, because it's
It's a bill that we all have. Both of our, us lost our mamas. Fly lost his partner. You know what I mean? Like, we have been through things that we got to wear for the rest of our lives on top of all of the other shit that we had to wear before. It's like them outfits get extra heavy. But that's, and you still got to fight.
But I mean, like, that's why you got four hands instead of two.
Have you been dreaming of starting a podcast just like this one and you haven't been able to figure out how to do it? Don't let the fear of the unknown stop you from using your voice, your story, and your expertise in your field to impact the world. I'm Carla Womaris, and I have helped over 800 people that look and sound just like us launch their own podcast. I'm also the producer of the Know For Sure podcast and many of your favorite pods. I have a special offer for the Know For Sure listeners. 50% off my signature course, Launch Your Podcast in 30 Days, is the exact same blueprint and formula that I used to launch and produce Know For Sure. You'll learn how to go from idea to launch in 30 days, including recording, editing, publishing your show to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and all the platforms. And of course, how to monetize your show. Visit ideatolaunchpodcast.com today and use code KFS50 for the self-paced course. I'm looking forward to welcoming you to the Idea to Launch podcast family.
So if I come into this relationship, you saying you got to carry all your stuff you came with, I got to carry all my stuff I came with, and then we can carry stuff together. But I feel like it's like, hey, here go my shit, here go your shit, let's carry this shit together.
Because
I'm going to carry
these bags. I got to help you with your shit.
Yeah, we
got
to be able to help each other, even if it's not your responsibility.
I agree with that, but there's still a certain level of responsibility that we have as individuals to maintain our own mental peace of mind.
Yeah,
I have a response. I get what you're saying, mm-hmm. and you know, I understand. But I'm just saying that there's a level of when you come into
expectation on a man
when it comes to us that's unrealistic.
But I feel that way about women, though. I feel like we have an unrealistic expectation to always hold shit together for everybody.
Yeah,
and I understand that y'all feel that way in the sense of like.
In what capacity?
But we have to take some of that off of y'all shoulders to show y'all, because that's what.
But hold on, not to cut
from.
You off, bro. But that's a lot of that's why men don't overshare, because we don't want the woman in the situation to have to be worried about. Well, I don't know what's gonna happen, or
right.
You might be put that little bit that you think that you sharing, or you splitting the responsibility. That might be the shit that make her break. That might be too much. She's dealing with enough. The people at her job said this about her hair this week. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, we know that we don't have the capacity to micromanage all this shit, and we're not definitely about to bring home some extra shit and be like, this nigga always got something going on. It's always something with. We all know a nigga like that.
Yeah.
It's like, even if they mean good, it's like, I can't fuck with you because you want bullshit all the time.
All the time.
Never brought my problem. I never was open to be like, oh, how this shit made me feel. I just did it. So it never looked like shit affected me. But man, please, I wanted to say something, complain, but I'm like, I don't ever want my woman to feel like, oh man, he
can't. Shut down on you, yeah.
I'm breaking, I ain't breaking for shit. I'm just being like the regular human.
Yeah.
So I think one thing that y'all could do, I was gonna say like with feeling like that, you could ask your woman like, hey, are you in a space where I can vent to you, or can you receive what I'm about to give? Because it might be a lot of benefit that come from that.
Yeah.
Right. Like the right woman will help alleviate the heaviness of it. Also, the right asset and partner can help you strategize or
be solution based.
And the right woman
but
is going to have
being
a
great listener.
Yeah, and she naturally, as women, we have wisdom in us.
Yeah. I was gonna say that nurturing.
We have it in us, but men don't come to us to seek wisdom.
Because
and it's
niggas
in us.
Ain't shit. We weak. It's not a natural. I'm not saying that you don't have it in you, because you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. You just don't see it every day where a woman is trying to uplift.
Well, a woman creates that space for
like,
y'all
listen,
to do that.
I know you got all this shit going on, but guess what? You can deal with it. Yeah. Just by you saying that.
You recharge. You charged up. Oh,
you can deal with it.
I get that now. Ooh-wee. I get leading with questions and being like, what do you think about this?
Right.
How do you feel about, I get it now where I didn't get it before, where I was probably very critical and being like, well, why don't you get it? Like, figure it out.
Why
don't you even, like, I get it, but I get approaching it better now with like a question, like, how do you feel about that? Or like, I think that you can figure this out. Like, I believe that you're,
I believe in you.
I believe you have a
It gives him room and motivation. I have a question for
y'all as the ladies, like, you know, just, you know, coming from my personal standpoint, you were married, you know, both of you, y'all in a relationship, like, as a man,
I'm single.
With all of the things, I mean, my bad.
Again?
Don't do her. And what are you laughing at?
You ain't gonna never get to nowhere.
I didn't know he was gonna say that.
You gonna marry a robot. I love you, Pete. No.
But, you know, I want to know y'all personal opinions on, you know, like we've been talking about, you know, kind of pouring on your partner and all that, and the person being 100 for everything as women. What I always wonder, what is it that makes y'all so frustrated when you find out a man has been giving himself to another woman in ways he's been giving himself to you outside of sexually? But I'm talking about what we're talking about in the vulnerability. Like, what is it that really triggers that frustration and that anger that comes from y'all when y'all find out that all these things that you may not, like what you just said, mm-hmm. figure it out. And mm-hmm. the nigga like, all right, my other bitch helped me. Mm-hmm. Like, what is it that causes the frustration in that from y'all perspective, if you know, understand?
Because women hate each other.
I mean, it might, no.
We know that. Ain't I want to get that. It from women.
No.
Though.
No, I'm
we know that. But I want
ego,
the ladies
but you
to
wanna feel special.
I want
to you say they're going to lick up some coochie. Well,
yeah, shut up. I want to feel that. I want to feel like we have cultivated a relationship, a safe space enough to where you can come to me. And you do question that, whether it's pride, ego, whatever. Damn, why he don't trust me like that? Why he don't, mm-hmm. what am I not doing to where you can't come to me for that?
Okay.
Because all of us are great women. And I right. truly believe that. I stand by that. Our intents are pure. We not out here like trying to finesse niggas and whatever. I believe we're great women. So we want our man to feel like, yes, I have good character. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm a safe space. Yes, you can trust me. Yes, I'm not going to judge you if I see a tear fall from your face. Yeah. I want to feel
they
that.
They always say that.
No.
Man, if you're out here crying in front of your woman, you might as well leave now.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.